My name is Agamemnon Otero, and I am a Wandsworth resident on a boat. And I've been in the water for 8 years. I float up and down with the tides that bring the Thames rejuvenation and also take away a great deal of the wastewater from the borough. I've worked in sustainability my whole career. I set up not-for-profits dealing directly with fuel poverty and food poverty. So I set up an organization called Energy Garden, which works with the largest emitter of emissions in London, Transport for London, and you know, the largest emitter of emissions in the whole of the UK is the transport sector. 27% of our emissions come from moving us around and goods. And so by working with them, we put solar panels on their depots and provide energy for revenue. And then with that, we provide paid accredited youth training programs for young people, schools programs, talking about sustainability and gardens. So Energy Garden. So there might be solar panels on the station, and then there might be a garden. We capture the water that comes off the roofs and then use that on the gardens. But also the summers are becoming drier. So capturing every bit of water, one needs to be able to then put it on to the gardens. And it's not just that there's a lack of water. It comes in bursts as opposed to how it used to come, more of a steady stream. This climate crisis is more about climate destabilization. And it leaves a lot of the residents in the local area vulnerable. Those who live on the different housing estates who are struggling between the heat or eat dilemma. When I first came 20 years ago, to the borough and started working with fuel poverty, we really saw that people were on the edge of having to choose to heat their home or to eat food in the winter. And I started an organization called Repowering, which was directly focused on those suffering in social housing. And the summer wasn't really the issue. Our job really was from October through to March. We had to get out there and really deal with debt management and energy switching and energy advice and food banks. But now we're finding that it's all the way through the year. Now people are, their flats are too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter, and there's no ventilation. And so really just sort of helping them and supporting them in every way we can. What started as a solar energy cooperative to help people come together that would directly address fuel poverty really shifted into being a sustainability organization, which would support people throughout the year around the climate crisis in London and in Wandsworth. How fortunate we are to have all of the necessities we need and not to have huge tidal floods and systems that break regularly and power cuts and water cuts. And so through traveling the world, I was able to see how fortunate we are, and wanted to work in many different ways to help those people, and did through different charities and not-for-profits and my own work. But returning to the UK and returning right here, I realized how many hundreds of thousands of people are on the edge and who are directly impacted and will be directly impacted when the tide rises and when the heat levels rise and when the cold in the winter drops. And that's why I focus every day on simple things like, how do we make our energy? How do we grow our food and provide that support to local communities? Energygarden.org.uk is the organization that I started and works throughout the borough. And we'd love you to get involved. It's what I do every day. And I'm proud to be a Wandsworth resident. And I hope that we can all weather this storm together, because the climate crisis is coming and it will change everything as we know it forever. And it will probably be within the next 12 months that we see real radical environmental changes that will disrupt many things. So that's why it's super exciting that we can all come together now and work on solutions together.